You're watching Kids Ablaze from World Revival Church of Kansas City with your host, Lisa Liu, plus Dan Dan the Fireman, the wacky inventions of Professor Peanutty, and all your friends at the Kids Ablaze Firehouse.
Too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey! Some might tell you you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant inside. Hey!
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids
get ready,
Ablaze.
It's time for Kids Ablaze. Now, Ablaze. Here's your host, Lisa Liu.
Hey, boys and girls, I'm Lisa Liu. I sure love hanging out here at the firehouse, don't you?
Yeah!
Has anybody seen Dan Dan the Fireman?
No.
Oh, Dan Dan! Here, you guys help me call him.
Oh, Dan Dan!
Here I am. Hey, hi,
hey.
Kids! Hi there,
hi.
All you kids at home! Hi, Lisa.
Hi, well, now that we're all here, who's ready for a super fun day?
Me!
Firehouse days are my favorite. I love hanging out with all my friends. We get to sing, dance, laugh, but most of all, we get to encourage each other to be all we can be for God. Isn't that right?
Yeah!
Well, today's show is called Stand Up for Jesus. Who can help me with what that means? How about you, Hannah?
Well, when I'm at school, I don't interrupt my teacher's conversations, I don't push or shove my peers, and I also don't cheat on my test.
Wow, that's really good. That's a great story, Hannah. Does anybody else have a story? How about you, Julie?
Well, my friends make fun of me for going after God, but that doesn't stop me from going after Jesus and going to church.
Wow, that's awesome. You've got to be brave to do that. Today, we're going to be learning about how three guys in the Bible who were very bold for Jesus, they even survived a fiery furnace. That's how strong they stood up for Jesus. Romans 1, verse 16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. So come on, let's take a journey together to find out what it means to stand up for Jesus. But first, let's welcome in Mr. Professor Peanutty.
Hey, Kids Ablaze, check it out, it's me, Professor Peanutty. I am back once again. So kids, this is the coolest thing. I've been so successful with all my inventions that I am now looking at becoming a world-class comedian. Isn't that great?
Yeah!
Oh man, so hey, I was looking in the Bible and I was checking it out how all of these great men, they were doing like the stand up for Jesus. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do stand up for Jesus too. And now I'm a comedian doing the stand up and I'm doing a tour and I came here to see you guys and tell you all my great jokes. Are you ready to hear them?
Yeah!
Okay, so is this thing on? Boop, boop, boop. Get out. You guys are great. Hey, so do you guys know the one, the knock, knock?
Yeah!
No, you don't even know how to do the joke. It's knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting
cow. Oh, man, I got you guys. That is my best joke. Hey, so did you guys hear the one about the rock that went into the Red Sea?
No.
Hey, it was all wet. Great jokes. Oh, man. Hey, did you guys know also there's the one what they would say where baseball is mentioned in the Bible? Did you know that one?
No.
It's mentioned in the beginning. Oh, batter up. Boom. Home run. I'm knocking it out the park tonight, huh, guys? I'm the best jokester. So, hey, I'm like Paul, right? Standing up for Jesus?
No.
What? Are you crazy? I'm doing the stand up for Jesus just like Peter did, right?
No.
Come on. Look at me. I'm up here doing the stand up. I'm telling the jokes like they did in the Bible. And everybody was like, wow, you're doing stand up for Jesus. So, hey, do you guys know what you call a cow slaying on the yard?
No.
Ground beef. Ba-dum-bum. Shh. My jokes, they are slaying the crowds tonight. I'm doing really good. Whoo, it's getting hot in here. Huh? Oh, hey, did you guys know why the chicken crossed the road?
Why?
to get to the other side. Get out of here. You guys didn't know that already? You guys are crazy. Am I doing a good job?
No.
Do I need to go home and read my Bible or something?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I guess I'm going to go ahead and go home and read my Bible so I can learn how to do stand up for Jesus the right way. So hey, goodbye everybody. I'm heading home, Professor Peanutty, world-class comedian and scientist. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, thank you.
Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
Get ready for success at Libby Lane Academy. K through 12th graders excel in the rich academic environment of Libby Lane Academy. With a strong phonics and math-based education in the lower grades, plus music, drama, art, and sports electives through high school, Libby Lane Academy gives kids the advantage they need to succeed. Find out more today at LibbyLaneAcademy.com.
Learning is fun at Libby Lane Preschool in Montessori. Located in Lee Summit, Missouri, your preschooler will thrive in a safe and happy environment at Libby Lane. Offering quality preschool education and a Montessori classroom experience, Libby Lane Preschool and Montessori is a perfect beginning to your child's education. Help your child achieve their highest potential. Find out more at LibbyLanePreschool.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
And action.
We're ready.
Alright.
Hey guys, earlier I was talking to my friend Hannah about how she stood up for Jesus in her school. I'm gonna go find her and hear more about it. Let's go. Come this way. Mm-hmm. Hannah.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So tell me more about how you stand up for Jesus at your school.
Well, I need
I need to not cheat at people. I need to show other people respect, not pushing or shoving at recess. And I really need to pray at lunch for and bless the food.
That's a good idea.
And it would also be, and I also thought it would be nice for me to respect others, like not interrupting the teacher, not cheating on other people's papers, mm-hmm. and not going through like teacher stuffs or anything.
That's really good. I bet that's not easy, is it?
Sometimes it can be, sometimes it can't.
Yeah. Well, either way, I think you deserve a high five. Yay! All right, well, time to... I guess I was just sitting on some cookies there. Well, I guess I could give these to all my friends. You want some cookies?
No.
Cookies?
No.
Cookies?
No.
Cookies?
No.
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 No. Hey guys, who's ready to learn the scripture verse of the day?
Yeah! For a super cool story. Me!
You got a story for us, Mr. Dan Dan?
Dan Dan's always got a story for you, I tell you that. We're gonna hear about three super cool dudes. You know, I'm a fireman. These guys went in a fire and they were never burned. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because of their faith in God. Let's watch this.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a king named Nebuchadnezzar who had an ego that was bigger than his name. He liked himself so much that he had a golden idol made of himself.
No, no, no. You got the story all wrong. It wasn't an idol. It was a golden Emmy for my performance as the king and I. Getting to know me. Getting to know all about me. Getting to like me. Hoping you like me too.
King Nebuchadnezzar loved to hear himself sing. Unfortunately, his subjects did not, for the king was a very bad singer.
Somebody stop him, please.
But the king wouldn't stop. He sang and he sang and he sang. One day, the townspeople came up with a plan.
Maybe if we bow down and worship his golden Emmy, he'll stop singing.
The king was so pleased when they bowed down that he would stop singing to listen to their applause.
Hey, it worked!
Yay!
The clever townspeople decided to pass a law that whenever the king would sing, everyone would have to bow down and the king would stop singing.
You know something? I like this bowing down even better than singing. So now I decree anyone who does not bow down when they hear me sing we'll be thrown into the fiery furnace.
Everything was going according to plan. The people were bowing and the king wasn't singing. Everyone was happy.
Hooray!
Everyone was happy except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They loved God with all of their hearts and refused to bow down to the golden Emmy. This made the king very, very mad.
You are making me very, very mad. I am going to start singing, and if you do not bow down to my Emmy, I will throw you into the furnace. Me, 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 me. Okay, here I go. Babylon, Babylon. I know it gives a person pause, but in Babylon, Babylon, I am the legal laws.
The
This is terrible. Somebody make him stop. How can they stand this?
Cotton.
He can sing all day for all I care.
What? I can't hear you. I have cotton in my ears.
Okay, I warned you. Throw them into the fire.
Gladly. Maybe then we can have some peace and quiet around here with no more singing.
You can throw us in the fire, but we will not bow down and worship your Emmy.
Our God will save us.
And so they threw our three heroes into the fire. But to the amazement of the king, the fire didn't burn them. In fact, their God did save them. For when the king looked into the fire, he saw another man sent from God who led the three out to safety.
Bravo! Bravo! What a performance! Now there's something you can bow down to. From now on, I only sing to your God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the king.
Oh, no!
Hey, everybody. Did the three guys in the furnace survive the fire?
Yeah!
Did they cave into fear or did they stand up for Jesus?
They stood up for Jesus.
How did they survive the fire?
Jesus!
We'll be right back after this really important message.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
Hi, my name is Steven Uchman, and I work with our Blazers ministry.
And I oversee Firehouse.
We are the leaders of Action Kids Academy.
And I am a member of the children's ministry team here at World Revival Church.
Every week, we see children pursue an encounter with God through their powerful worship and heartfelt prayers.
They speak and preach the word with boldness. They worship with passion. They pray heartfelt prayers.
I have seen the hearts of young men and women that seem to be so hard melt and become soft in just one moment of the presence of God.
We believe there is no junior Holy Spirit. The children can be filled with God's Spirit as kids were in the Bible.
As a mother, I love to see my own two daughters being raised as mighty warriors.
With three kids of our own in World Revival Church Children's Ministries, we can't speak of a better place to watch a child grow in God.
Why not partner with us at World Revival Church in teaching your children to be set apart for God's use only?
If you live in Kansas City and you want your kids to be all they can be in God, then come join us at World Revival Church.
And if you live in another city, consider moving to Kansas City. People relocate for financial reasons. Maybe it's time for you to relocate for spiritual reasons and join us here at World Revival Church of Kansas City.
It's time for your kids to be all they can be in God. Join us here at World Revival Church, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, or visit worldrevivalchurch.com. World Revival Church, begin again.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Make you feel like your life is in danger.
Children in today's society are under attack. They are constantly bombarded with the things of the world competing for their souls. Many parents are concerned for the safety of their child and are seeking ways to keep them safe both physically and spiritually. In this compelling CD teaching, Pastor Kathy Gray imparts a timely message entitled, Guarding Our Children, Activating God's Hedge of Protection. In addition to this CD teaching, you'll dive deep into the Word with Pastor Kathy Gray as you follow along with the companion guide and learn to activate God's wall of protection around your children. The Bible says our enemy is looking for someone to devour, and the devil preys on the weak and the vulnerable, children. But through Jesus, we have been given all authority. You can have hope in your home. So we invite you to partner with us in activating a hedge of protection around the children in your life. To order your Guarding Our Children CD and companion guide, set go to kidsablaze.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Wow, that was such a great song. You know, worshiping is one of my favorite things. So let's do another one. We're gonna do One Way this time. Let's go. To be for him, and I want to stand up for him every single day. So you know what? We're going to tell God that right now. We're going to invite the kids at home. You know, whoever you are, whatever you're going through right now, God wants to come, and he wants to help you stand up for him in any situation. So let's pray to him right now. Jesus, we just say, you are the one that we want. God, we want to live for you. We want to stand up for you. We invite you to come and fill our hearts. Come and fill our lives. Come take control of every part. Jesus, we want to be strong and stable, and most of all, we want you.
So thank you, Jesus, that we can live for you and always stand up for you in any situation. Amen.
It's a place.
Wow, what a great time we've had together today. I don't know about you, but I feel so much stronger in God than when we began. How amazing is it that God wants to put His power in us so we can stand up for Him every day? I want to be just like my new heroes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those guys don't mess around. So remember, friends, no matter what, you can stand up for God in any situation. He's got your back. Well, that's all for now. Until next time, we just want to say, thanks a million, Jesus!
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Lee's Summit.